Kasama ko muli si Mr. Maputing Cooking Chris Urbano at ating pag-uusapan ang search for the Pinoy Master Chef sa Darwin sa ngayong darating na Abril. Magandang araw!
Hi, magandang araw. Kumusta ka, Maridel?
Mabuti. So Chris, sa pinakahuling pagbisita mo sa Darwin, in-announce nyo na naghahanap kayo ng Pinoy Master Chef.
Yeah, so ito yung isang exciting na aktibidades dun sa Darwin Northern Territories. May maraming mga kababayan natin. I didn't realize na mga 8,000 daw yung mga Filipinos dun sa Northern Territories. So I was contacted by the Northern Territory government to help create yung isang fun event para sa Filipino community dun sa Northern Territory. And we thought, bakit di naman yung isang na Filipino Master Chef activity where we can cook some Filipino ulam, pero na may Northern Territory twist. So we're thinking of, we haven't announced the recipes yet that we're going to be doing and challenging our MasterChef contestants, but we're thinking yung katulad ng yung croc adobo, kung halimbawa which I cooked myself sa Darwin a few weeks back. But also things like maybe na sinigang na may barramundi instead of yung bangus. Or yung...
So local produce sa Darwin.
Oh, pwede naman yung kaldereta na may camel meat or kung halimbawa. So, you know, mga ganon klase ng world first na Filipino-Aussie fusion dish is what we'll be challenging our MasterChef contestants with.
Siguro kakaiba rin to kasi sa bibihira yung mga Pinoy na nagluluto ng crocodile meat, ng camel meat. Exciting, hindi ba?
Yeah, I think talagang exciting kahit sa, para sa mga Filipino chef. Like, even if you know how to make adobo well or humba or sinigang, you know, it's still going to be a challenge on how you incorporate yung mga unique flavor ng mga territory meat and produce into that particular recipe. And, you know, even myself as somebody who, you know, medyo familiar na sa mga luto ng adobo, yung first time ko magluto ng crocodile, mahirap eh.
So, ibig sabihin ba yung mga sasali, malalaman nila yung recipe sa araw ng competition o beforehand, pwede silang mag-practice?
No, walang chance mag-practice muna. So we're gonna only tell yung mga ating mga Filipino chef kung anong klase ng recipe nila on the day. And they'll have just a few minutes. Pero bawal siyempre yung mga cellphone saka yung mga Google in order to check kung paano yung recipe. So that'll make it a little bit more challenging on the day. Pero kami sa halin ng mga sangkap, we'll be providing them with the sangkap and yung anong klase ng sangkap. Pero yung hindi malam nila lang kung anong mga quantities ng, you know, produce and sauce and meats. And also we won't be telling them kung paano yung method at saka yung mga cooking times. But yung goal namin is yung talagang inclusive yung event. So pwede naman yung Filipino, may dukong Filipino, pwede naman yung Australiano na may interesado sa mga Filipino cuisine. So we also want to make it fair for yung lahat ng mga contestant, whether they are Filipino or you know, Australian who wants to learn more about yung Filipino cooking.
So bukas to para sa lahat, Pinoy Aussie, Pinoy o mga kaibigan ng mga Pinoy.
Tama, bukas sa lahat. Siyempre dahil na I think the Northern Territory is calling themselves the Open Territory. And they're a very multicultural place. So I think, you know, siyempre gusto nila not only to engage the Filipino community and make them feel na talagang welcome dun sa top end ng Australia, pero also to, you know, help other territory communities and residents understand yung mga kultura at saka yung cooking and culinary traditions ng isang malaking cultural group there in the Northern Territory. So it's a really nice project to be a part of.
May age limit ba?
I think probably yung 16 or 18, depende sa terms and conditions. We'll send around yung mga links sa mga Filipinos dun sa Northern Territory. If they are around, yung mga 16th of April, we'll be calling for registrations over the next 4 weeks for yung mga kandidato to join the Filipino Master Chef. So if you are in the Northern Territory, then you can head to the Open Territory website, and I think we'll put a link to the on this story for people who are interested to join the competition.
So Pinoy Master Chef bukas sa mga Filipino-Australiano, mga Pilipino, o di kaya yung mga kaibigan ng mga Pilipino. Pero sa araw lang na yun, malalaman kung ano ang lulutuin mo. So dapat handa ka.
Well, tama. So I think if people want to prepare, dapat, you know, bumasa sila ng mga iba't ibang articles at saka recipes tungkol sa Filipino cooking. So syempre it will be an advantage if they know paano yung mga cooking style ng Filipino. But you know, I like to think na possibly na yung winner dyan, yung panalo ng Filipino MasterChef, baka naman yung Australiano, katulad ni Chris Urbano, di ba? Kasi Australiano ako talaga. Wala kong dugong Filipino. So maybe we'll see a Australian actually win the competition dahil na mas marunong siya magluto ng croc and he's able to successfully add the Filipino flavors to it. So
Australianong you know, gusto yung amoy ng suka, patis, bawang.
Yeah.
At bagoong.
That might be, ito yung mahirap para sa mga Australian kung hindi silang familiar sa ganong klase ng sangkap, the key Filipino ingredients. But, you know, during the competition as well, we'll have two rounds and yung preliminary at saka yung championship round. So sana naman yung mga Australiano chefs, if they do pass the first round, they'll still have, you know, a chance to learn and get to know the Filipino ingredients. And I'll be sharing some tips and tricks during the day as well sa mga crowd at saka mga contestants dyan on how to cook the Filipino sangkap.
At sunod na araw, isang barbecue naman, Pinoy Fiesta style.
Yeah, so syempre na we don't want to waste yung opportunity na dun sa Northern Territory sa Urbano. So ng 17th ng April, ito yung Sunday, meron kami ng tie-up na event with the Territory Taste Festival in the Northern Territory. So ito naman yung isang Pinoy barbecue fiesta sa may Darwin Waterfront malapit sa Convention Center. And we'll be cooking yung mga Filipino classic barbecue items, katulad ng syempre pork barbecue, and dahil mainit talaga sa Northern Territory, baka naman yung halo-halo or mga cold, you know, Pinoy dessert. And then we'll be playing yung mga Filipino game.
Pabitin.
At saka yung, syempre may OPM dyan, yung mga dugtugali sa Pilipinas. So talagang na Filipino vibe, but down on the Darwin waterfront. And yung mga masarap ng pagkain dyan. And that's also open to the public. So syempre naman, we're hoping for lots of Filipinos to join us down there, but also, you know, hopefully many people from the Australian community are interested to learn a bit more about yung Filipino culture and food.
Mr. Maputing Cooking Chris Urbano, hanggang sa April 16 at 17 sa Darwin.
Yeah, so I'd love to meet any of you down there. Please come along, say hello if you see me there in the Northern Territory. And don't forget, you can check out yung mga content, yung mga pictures galing sa Darwin Northern Territory sa maputingcooking.com and saka sa YouTube channel namin, maputingcooking at YouTube. So if you haven't already checked us out, have a look and subscribe and follow us there. Love to keep in touch.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.